Listen, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Former President Donald Trump's social media announcement that he expects to be arrested this week has brought out fellow Republicans like former Vice President Mike Pence, a possible Trump opponent for next year's presidential race.
I think many Americans are taken aback at the unprecedented indictment of a former president, but also the fact that the Manhattan DA, in the midst of a crime wave in New York City, says that indicting the former president is his highest priority.
CBS's Graham Cates.
An attorney for Donald Trump told CBS News his post was based on media reports and that the Manhattan District Attorney's Office has not communicated with Trump or his team in a little over a week since it invited Trump to appear before a grand jury investigating an alleged hush money payment to the adult film star Stormy Daniels in the lead up to the 2016 presidential election.
Why have we seen a recent implosion of mid-sized banks? CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says you can blame pre- and early COVID 0% interest rates and risky investments.
This is what happens when the Fed raises rates very quickly. They're sort of slamming the brakes on, and all of a sudden, someone's going through the windshield. And the someone are these banks that took the most risk.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has been on the road. He's been visiting Crimea to mark 9 years since Russian annexation. And how's this for irony? Russian-built fighter jets are about to become part of Ukraine's defense against Russia. CBS's Remy Innocencio.
A new show of solidarity for Ukraine from Slovakia, following Poland. Together, a pledge for at least 17 Soviet-designed fighter jets. While old or in need of repair, the hope is it could break Europe's hesitation to send even more warplanes.
Wyoming is not only the first state to ban abortion pills. Starting tomorrow, the penalties go up for health care providers who perform abortions in the state. They could receive 5 years in prison, up to $20,000 in fines. Ingrid Duran is with National Right to Life.
Going to jail and paying a hefty fine is a good way to make sure that people are not breaking the law, because if they're only getting a slap on the wrist, then there is no motivation to follow the laws of the state.
This story from CBS's Astrid Martinez comes as I look at my very full cup of coffee with a smile.
Having a high level of caffeine in the blood might help keep body fat levels in check and lower the risk of type 2 diabetes. That's according to a new study in the British Medical Journal. Researchers say more study is needed about the role of calorie-free caffeinated drinks like coffee.
Time for another sip. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay.
Max Inc. Radio with Dave Adler. What's your ingredient or what do you do? What's your pre-show prep?
A little bit of Jimmy.
Oh, there you go.
And a little bit of K, Special K.
His own song.
Makes me feel like $1 million. I'm, you know what? I'm just always happy to be here. I'm happy to be anywhere, as Keith Richards has said so often. It's a miracle.
Saturday nights at 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mags Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That is Little Earthquakes and their new song, Silent Treatment. Before that, we heard their song, Eggshells. Both of those songs are off the Little Earthquakes new CD called Promises. That will be dropping on March 31st. You can catch that on Bandcamp. Their next show is Thursday, April 6th at the Burr Oak with special guest Pink Halo. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. Rocker and I are live in the Mad Radio 92.7 studios in Madison, broadcasting all over the state of Wisconsin on Civic Media. Happy to have you along. Rocker, good evening to you, sir. How you doing, man?
What's happening, Jimmy?
Not much, man. We're doing original local music from Wisconsin until midnight tonight. We got a great show for the people. Tell them about it, please.
Jimmy, we have Aaron Weber from MoveToMadison.com. He's going to be here talking about Madison's hot real estate market for sellers coming up after 6:30. Curtis Goodman, Terry Barr, she's going to be talking to the native Wisconsinite who's coming back to the Mad City later this month. And Devil's Lair, Jimmy, Dana Perry, new album, new tour. She's also booking the Cargo Coffee East. We'll hear all about that, and she'll perform live at 9 o'clock in the Devil's Lair. And then Max Inc. Heavy, 10 p.m. to midnight. The Faith Hills Have Eyes. They're going to be in the studio talking with me and Jimmy, Aaron, Gordon, and the Goat. They stopped by the studio hanging out. And Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, man. I'm super excited about Dana Perry coming into the Devil's Lair. I have not had a chance to listen to her new music. She sent me tracks. We're not going to play any tonight because, you know.
She's going to play them for us.
Right, exactly.
This is going to be your third time in the Lair, Jimmy.
It is. She's a favorite here on Max Inc. Radio. I got the Max track of the week coming up this hour, plus Bar Notes with Terry Barr next hour. How's your bracket doing out there, folks? Who's your dark horse in that bracket? Is your bracket busted yet? 844-967-2789. Let's talk some basketball and bracketology after Kelsey Miles. She was in the Devil's Lair last week, and it just was amazing. Get the podcast right now at civicmedia.us.
I remember it all too well. Like a picture burned in my eyes, and your memory drives me crazy, baby. But it never satisfies. Well, I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. Just talk at you, but I know that I won't. So I go back every time. I go back every time. You and I, yeah. Well, it was only one moment. Time cannot seem to fade. Oh Lord, if I could just forget you, baby. But then I never be the same. Well, I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. Lord, if I could just fall.
I go back. dark horse in this March Madness bracket stuff happening? Give us a call. Let us know right now. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY-ROCKER. You don't do the brackets, do you, brother?
I don't, Jimmy. I mean, you know, I was like fourth string on the B team in high school. You know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah, I wasn't very good at playing basketball either, but it's a lot of fun. You know, a lot of fun to watch.
I enjoyed watching the Badgers when they were, you know, really cranking out a couple years back.
Yeah, man. Badgers on Wisconsin. They're in the NIT right now.
So who is your dark horse, Jimmy?
I don't really have a dark horse, so to speak. I took St. Mary's to the Final Four in my bracket. And that got them losing to Houston. I've got Marquette going all the way, although they're a number two seed. That's not really a dark horse, you know. But there was a lot of dark horses that won. You know, Furman beat Virginia, Princeton beat Arizona, and then of course last night, dude. I mean, you would have been hooked on college basketball if you would have watched the FDU Knights beat the Purdue Boilermakers. They were the number six seed beating the number one seed.
The Boilermakers, huh?
Yeah. 844-967-2789. How is your bracket doing? Who's your dark horse? Who do you got winning the whole thing?
Well, Jimmy, what I want to know, what's your biggest prize you've ever won in the March Madness bracket? So, you know, we want to hear that too.
You know, I don't bet. I just do these brackets for fun. I have one bracket, and that's all I'm doing right now. So,
well, you can win lots of things. Like in fantasy football, sometimes you like win that, like your opponent has to wear, like, you know, some kind of, like, you know, the opposite jersey. The jersey hates, like, for you, I mean, you know, if you're playing your wife Leona, you might say she has to wear a Packer jersey. And I know she loves to do that.
Oh God, the jersey game. I have excelled and bombed at that at the same time a couple of times. You know, bragging rights is a big thing about this too.
Oh yeah,
the bragging rights. Hey, I have the best bracket. I'm in the Civic Media bracket. I'm just looking at the stats.
Are you really?
Yeah. So I'm.
Who's winning in that?
I'm ninth currently in the Civic Media. Pete V. He's in first place.
Yeah.
He has the Bulldogs winning.
Go Pete.
News director Terry Bell.
Yeah.
He's in second. He picked Alabama, and Joanne, she picked Marquette. I like her pick. I'm in ninth. I'm going to sneak up. I'm going to win this thing.
Well, there's still time, right?
I hope so. Lots of time. Lots of time. Lots of hope. That's what the bracket is all about, right? Let's do some brand new Sunspot here. This is from The Strangest Frequency, Spend the Night. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'll spend the night in the killer's bed. Gonna spend some time in her head. Well, I'm here to talk to the dead. I'll spend the night. I'll spend the night in a murder scene, hoping some rubs off on me. Well, I don't get queasy, and I'll spend the night. Is it the fear I want to face? Is it the memory of the chase? Is it the blood I want to taste? I just don't know. Is it a lust for the profane, or a dream of the insane? Well, we just can't explain, and we'll spend the night. The night on the battlefield where the wounds never healed. We'll see what the worms reveal when I spend the night. I'll spend the night with the gallows pole in my hand, Charonzo bowl. I'll sleep in a 6-foot hole and I'll spend the night. Is it the fear I want to face? Is it the memory of the chase? Is it the blood I want to taste? I just don't know. Is it a lust for the profane? Or a dream of the insane? Well, we just can't explain and we'll spend the night. Oh, we just can't explain and we'll spend the night. No, we just can't explain. So we'll spend the night.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Sunspot there, Spend the Night from The Strangest Frequency. The video for that song is really cool. You can check it out on the Sunspot Facebook page. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. There's 3 Madison locations, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find more at movetomadison.com. It is time for the Max Track of the Week, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's sales. Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com. This week's Max Track of the Week, we go to Milwaukee. And Milwaukee's very own Brett Newsky. Rocker, you know Brett Newsky.
I do, Jimmy. Yeah. Is this a FCC compliant song?
Yes, I verified it 4 times before I decided to play it. Brett's been a singer-songwriter in Wisconsin for many, many years. Multiple albums, singles, tours, books, podcasts, videos, drunken stories of past years, and of course, Krusty Adventures, one of my favorite.
Drunken stories.
Yes. Brett has a new album coming out April 7th. It's called Friend Rock. This track is featuring Miles Nielsen on guitar. If we're going to break up, let's make it forever. It's Brett Newsky for the Max Track of the Week on Max Inc. Radio.
Sunny D, and you check your shades, getting off on a lawn chair, knowing what I had to say. We're off the reservation, shot communication. We should sure do get our dibs in, our each other's punching bag. How long can we go this way? Baby, pull the pin from the grenade. Way too addicted to the love, hate, tears and pleasure. So if we're gonna break up, let's make it take forever. If we're gonna break up, let's make it take forever. From a red Solo cup, just to numb the abuse. Don't you think we've had enough? Well, I'm gonna die on my desk job. Yeah, you're gonna die on the couch. It's the hard conversations. There's too much to talk about. How long can we go this way? It's way too hard to call the game. Way too addicted to the love, hate, tears and pleasure. So if we're gonna break up, let's make it take forever. If we're gonna break up, let's make it take forever. If we're gonna break up, let's make it take forever. If we're gonna break up, let's make it take forever.
Forget about us on MySpace. Like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin, and all over the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Rocker and Jimmy K hanging out with you, giving you some original local music from Wisconsin. Right now, we're going to talk a little real estate rocker with Aaron Weber.
We are, Jimmy. Buying and selling a home can be a stressful and complicated process for many, but for Aaron Weber, it's a streamlined process that he has honed over the years. Aaron has been in the top 1% of real estate agents for the past 9 years, and he's on a mission to provide the utmost level of care, skill, and knowledge to every client during their real estate transaction. Recently, Aaron Weber Group became the proud sponsor of The Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio, and he's dropped by the studio to tell us a little bit about what he does and the hot housing market here in Madison. Aaron Weber, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Well, thanks for having me tonight. I'm glad to be here in studio and just want to kind of share what we know.
Thank you so much for coming in. Before we get into it, are you a bracket guy? Do you got a couple brackets cooking, or at least one?
No, I got a couple brackets cooking. I lost pretty bad with Purdue, Arizona. I did go with Baylor the whole way, so we'll see where that goes.
Baylor the whole way?
Yeah.
All right.
I didn't go Marquette, so I probably should leave quietly through the back door.
That game is tomorrow. That's going to be a good game. It's going to be a great game.
Aaron, for our listeners who haven't had the pleasure of knowing or working with you, Tell us a little bit about Aaron Weber. What's your backstory?
Well, I grew up in Northeast Iowa, so also don't hold that against me. But I did spend most of my weekends in Wisconsin and Prairie du Chien, so I'm pretty local to the area. I spent my 20s in Los Angeles, so I was living that dream out there. Then after, you know, living the dream up there on Sunset Boulevard and realizing you can't afford that dream.
Was that when you were with Poison?
No. Oh, okay. I wasn't with Poison. I don't have a W-2 to prove that I wasn't, though. So I spent my 20s out there, just lived that dream, had a lot of fun, and then it was very expensive. And then I figured, I met my wife out there, and she's from Wisconsin. I'm like, well, I'm kind of near there. Let's get back here and see what happens.
What were you doing in the Prairie du Chien area?
Well, I was going to movies back in there when I was a kid, and then trying not to get in trouble, but we can't talk about those things.
I like that town. That's why I would bring it up. One of my favorite camping spots is just north of there, actually.
Very good, very good.
Isn't that funny that you would go out to California to meet your wife who's from Wisconsin?
Yeah, it's very interesting. And the Midwest travels very well to California, and then everyone out there just doesn't deal with us very well. So all the Midwestern people get all together, and then they realize that all we like to do is go to bars. So
Packer bars.
Yes.
Aaron, how did you get into real estate, and what inspired you to start the Aaron Weber Group and build a team? Tell us about the Aaron Weber Group.
Well, I started I started in real estate about 12 years ago. So I like real estate. I like helping people. I like, you know, the idea of showing homes, showing what's around, what's available, and getting people informed information. So then I kind of created a team around me of like-minded people who are really passionate about making sure you understand what you're getting into. So the real estate market is very hot.
Yeah.
It's been hot for years, and just knowing, because there's so many wild cards and the biggest purchase of your life, you want to kind of make sure you're working with somebody that has some knowledge base.
Exactly. You know, Mrs. K and I, we kind of dipped our toes in the market. We were thinking about maybe upgrading and selling what we have and get something else with a garage. Talk about the market, especially here in Madison, as such a seller's market. Explain the lack of inventory of homes for sale and how that affects the market and buyers and sellers.
Well, the lack of inventory just drives up pricing. The lack of inventory is based on tons of factors, but builders haven't built. People keep moving to Madison. It's affordable. It's a beautiful town. So people keep coming here, which keeps making our market stronger. Pricing keeps going up. So sellers are in great positions right now. You'd be shocked how much equity you've made in the last 2 years if you've owned a house.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure.
It is definitely shocking.
You know, you were just talking about that. Some sellers, they're holding out, and they have more equity maybe built up than they think. How do they find out how much equity that they do have in their home and whether it might be, you know, good to list?
Well, the easiest way is to just call me. You know, I come out to your house, tell you your house is worth a lot of money, and you're really excited. You can also go to my website, movetomadison.com. We have a property valuation tool on there. You can just type in your address, and it'll give you an instant valuation quote. But those quotes aren't as good as having a real estate professional come to your house, show you the comps, show you what you can actually get for your house, and show you what you can do with it. Mm. What little fixes you can do to get more out of your house.
Mm.
Even if you're not looking to move today or tomorrow, still give us a call. But if you're going to take over 20 years to sell, maybe not call me, because I'm trying to retire about it. So,
within 15 years,
yeah,
right?
15 years would be fine, but 20, I mean, like, I really kind of want to wind down by then.
Right.
So
Is the craziness, like, before, like, this time last year, the market was just absolutely insane. People were buying houses sight unseen without an inspection or anything like that. Is that still happening, or is that kind of mellowed out a little bit?
That's absolutely still happening. It all depends on price point. We had a listing last week that was priced under $300,000 in Madison, had over 100 people through, 25 offers on it.
Wow.
It's
amazing.
It's sad, but it's also kind of crazy. You know, if you're a buyer in there, you got to make sure you have a strong agent who knows the market and who knows how to get you that house if you want that house.
Yeah, you got to, you know, I want to buy a house. It's a seller's market, like you said. How do I put in the best offer possible? I mean, should I write a letter to the owner about how I really love the house and that I'm an exceptionally good person, or is that a bad idea?
That's probably a bad idea. It's just, I mean, give them a picture of the thumbs up and just, you know, be like, at the end of the day, a smart agent on the other side, if I'm working with you on the buy side, and they're going to want to, that seller's looking at net numbers. They don't, you know, care that you got a gold ribbon. or a Blue Star.
What?
It's shocking.
I'm a cool guy.
I mean, I sent him my resume from like when I was in grade school saying, you know, I got, you know, a perfect attendance and, you know, I glued my spelling book together. But I mean,
yeah,
it didn't really work out that well. It's all about net numbers to the sellers. What's most advantageous for them? Do they need to stay in their home after? Are you flexible on anything? You know, just knowing what you need to know, and you're a smart agent's going to tell you what you need to know.
You know, there's a lot of realtors out there, Aaron, and
a few of us.
How do you make yourself stand out over the crowd? I mean, like, what's the unique service about the Aaron Weber Group?
Well, I usually wear two different colored socks, so that's probably one thing. I have witty humor.
Yeah.
But seriously, we stand out because, you know, we're very responsive to your guys' questions, your answers, knowing the market, selling the most homes in the Madison area for years, being the top team at First Weber for 7 years straight, really helps us know what we're doing. We know all the top agents in the area. We know what homes are coming that you don't know of. We know more things than
right.
We should know.
Right. Leave it to the professionals is what you're saying. And since you have number one ranking behind your name, maybe that information is pretty good and you got to take it to heart, right?
Yeah, you should. So, but the other thing on that, like my last name is Weber, but I don't own the company. If I did, I'd probably be golfing somewhere warm today. Not here where it's 12 to 14 degrees. So you got lucky that way.
Well, Aaron, we really thank you so much for coming on, supporting the local music scene, not only here in Madison, but around the state of Wisconsin here on Max Inc. Radio. It does my heart wonders that you're on as a sponsor. We appreciate that. Tell us how we get more information about Aaron Weber Group.
The best way to reach us is movetomadison.com. You'll see all of our info on there. You'll see all the team. You'll see everything you need to do. We have tons of useful information on there. So just reach out that way or just call me on my cell at 608-556-4179. But try not to call late because I get in trouble that way. So.
All right. Keep it a respectable hour. Right. Hey, I'll give you a call tomorrow after that Marquette-Baylor game.
Yeah.
We'll have a beer or something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. So that'll be another Cinderella story where I lose.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, who knows what happens, you know? This tournament has turned out to be crazy. Aaron, thank you so much. We appreciate you. And come back again, please.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
We got some work coming up. We're going to talk about camping next hour, Rocker.
Oh, yeah.
It's just around the corner. Camping. Right now, brand new music here from Adem Tesfe Band. This is brand new music called Internal Fire. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Make you uncomfortable, get under your skin. Life to get naked, let's all jump in. Vibrate it high and push it bottom to 10. Then come on in. See, you best believe work starts today. So roll up your sleeves. Make time to pray, then get off your knees. Get up. It's time to get paid, but you best believe before you see now. But if you want it, you got it. That feeling inside ya, that burning desire, ignite your internal fire. Sleep. You see, I gotta stay hungry if I wanna eat, and I gotta flow nasty when I'm on this beat, and I gotta stay sexy when I'm in these sheets. God made me funky, and so unique. God made you funky, and so complete. So if you want it, you got it. Inside ya, that burning desire, ignite your internal fire. Fire.
Internal Fire, that's Adem Tesfaye on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. I love that new Adem Tesfaye album. It's really good. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker, Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin. Curtis Goodman is having a conversation with Terry Barr after 8:30 tonight. She's also going to check in with Bar Notes after 7 o'clock tonight. And we're going to kick off the 7 o'clock hour with a double dip of the Madtown Mannish Boys. Explanation forthcoming. Right now, Brian Cherry out of Milwaukee is Train Wreck on Max Inc. Radio.
Well, I fell in love with the train wreck. I saw it coming, but I could not resist. Her beautiful disaster was going my way. Well, I tried to salvage my life in the junkyard of her eyes. And all I could find was scraps of pain.
It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back.
Mrs. Kane. Get off Mr. Kane. Listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band formed outside of school? Then Rock on Sin wants you. All genres of music invited. Rock, reggae, rap, jazz, country. Whatever style you play, this is the only program of its kind in the country. Check out rockonsin.org for more information. Registration is free, but you'll need to sign your band up by April 30th. You could win cool Shure mic gear, Blast House Studios recording time, and 2023 Summerfest showcase gigs. Check out rockonsin.org. That's rockonsin.org. Like Rock On Sin on Facebook, follow on Instagram and TikTok. Rock On Sin is brought to you by the Nicholas Family Foundation and made possible by the support of the Madison Area Music Association and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Rock On Sin, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin.
It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Imagine planning your wedding in just one day. Pre-register for tickets at madcitybridoexpo.com and receive a $200 gift card. Tickets are also available at the door for $10. Read all the details at madcitybridoexpo.com and like them on Facebook. It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Your ring is just the beginning.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.